demand for haunts is surging in Southern California. And so coming up on today's show, we bring on the haunt line for their final update before Halloween. We go over who's sold out and who still has tickets and what you can do if you haven't made your plans yet. From the Haunted Attraction Network, I'm Philip, and today is Friday, October 23rd. This is your Halloween news briefing, and let's bring on Daryl for today's news.
We love to know that you guys are out there listening to us. It makes our jobs just a little bit more worthwhile. Benjamin Gagne, who is actually the owner of the 13th Hour Haunted House in Indianapolis, is one of our listeners, and he had an article in the WTHR newscast about his haunted house. The 13th Hour Haunted House opened at the end of September. He'd started planning about a year ago before the coronavirus was even a thought. So when COVID-19 hit, he was forced to pivot and spend thousands of dollars to make the attraction COVID-19 friendly. We did everything from signage to changing the layout of certain areas of the attraction to doing some different mask things with our actors. It's a learning curve for not just us, but for all haunted houses. He goes on to say, I say that you are safer here than in the grocery store or Walmart. You are not going in aisles that other people are in. You are there with your group or you're there by yourself. You're walking through with very quick interactions. It also helps that his haunt is outside as it allows more airflow. His team also adjusted high-touch areas like curtains and pulled them back. The attraction is also keeping groups separate and attendance is limited. They've altered their ticket options so you can secure a 30-minute window to enter with your group. Everyone is required to wear a mask and actors will not touch guests to the haunted house. There is also extra cleaning every night in the high-touch areas. Another haunt that had to pivot is the Erebus haunted attraction. Ed Terebus, the co-owner, says they've adapted some of their usual frights and implemented new safety precautions in the half-mile-long haunted house. It might not be all the tricks and goodies that we have to offer, but we're still out scaring people and we're getting people screaming, Terebus said. We went back and forth. We talked to the city, the county, the state, the governor's office, he says. Some people weren't quite sure. The governor's office was actually very, very helpful in giving us some guidelines of what we need to do. And after months of isolation and uncertainty amid the pandemic, many people are already experiencing increased tension or fear in their own lives without the influence of All Hallows Eve. But Terebus says Halloween isn't just about horror. It's also about fun, nostalgia, and becoming someone or something different from yourself. My daughter wants to be a dinosaur. My son wants to be a superhero, he said. You've got to allow them to be that. Even if you're going to do it on a limited basis, you still got to do it. You've got to carve the pumpkins. You know, you've got to get your hands into that goo and pull out those seeds. A home haunt in Orange County, California, is taking a cue from the big guys. This is a home haunt called the Dead Last Drive-In that is actually doing a drive-in haunt. Now, it's all sold out already for all of the showings, but basically customers are going to pull their car into a 6-foot by 4.5-foot area driveway of this apartment building. Then you turn off your car's ignition, turn the lights off, make sure the windows are rolled up, and tune your radio into their FM frequency. The show is only lasting a few minutes. It does include mini video and scare actors. Unfortunately, everything is booked. This is the kind of pivot that even home haunters can participate in. When you love Halloween as much as these people do, you make it fun for everyone. In theme park, Universal Studios Japan in Osaka is asking visitors to have fun and go crazy with the year's most essential accessory, the face mask. There's three different categories, each with its own set of costume rules. Category 1 is to decorate a common mask with stickers, lace, or other items of your choice. Category 2 is to incorporate a character-themed mask sold at Universal Studios Japan into your costume. And Category 3 is to don a full costume with a matching DIY mask inspired by your favorite park character or topic of your choice. Disneyland has endured the longest closure of its history due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and unfortunately there's still no reopening date yet on the calendar. But on October 20th, they finally got their guidelines for theme park reopening in California, which will be based on the tier color coding system for COVID risk level per county. In UK news, Creeley Theme Park's Halloween Spookfest is returning. Along with the return of some of the classic attractions, including a live scare maze, there will be a new magic-themed show for 2020 with Tick and Talk's Terrifying Tricks. Every day from October 24th to November 1st during Spookfest, you can enjoy casting spooky spells with the resident witches of the Creeley Wilderness and watch Buddy and Blossom in their new Scare Bear show at intervals throughout the day on the Piazza stage. As well as the range of spooky attractions for the whole family, guests can enjoy most rides in Devon with outdoor and indoor rides and roller coasters, water slides, indoor soft play, and outdoor play parks. Their Scarecrow Scare Maze has been adapted for 2020 and now offers two routes within the maze, each with a different scare factor. And the Legoland in Windsor is now welcoming little monsters and witches since last Thursday, and its celebrations will run until November 8th. As well as temperature checks, the theme park has introduced enhanced cleaning, one-way walking systems, and social distancing markers on rides, queues, shops, and restaurants. It's also mandatory for guests age 11 and over to wear face masks in some areas of the resort.
Thank you, as always, Daryl, for the news. If you are in Southern California and you haven't made your plans for Halloween yet, don't panic. A lot of the stuff is sold out, but there are still some things that you can do. And to help us, we're bringing on the experts from SoCal.
Absolutely. First of all, I can't believe the end of October is almost already here. When did that happen? It snuck up. And there's still a lot to do, thankfully, although the options are kind of more limited now than they were in the beginning of the season, I should say. I'll start with Hayride. Fridays and Saturdays are sold out through Halloween, completely sold out. However, there are a lot of showings left, mostly after 10 p.m. And those are like Sunday nights. Those are midweeks. So if you want to go to Hayride, you still have an opportunity, but it's going to be later at night. The Urban Legend Haunt at the OC Fair. Basically, Tuesday the 27th is mostly available. Wednesday and Thursday of that same week have time slots toward the end of the night. Outside of that, though, they're pretty sold out. So you've got Tuesday the 27th and then that Wednesday and that Thursday with limited time slots. The Scream Zone in Del Mar, completely sold out. The Tunnel of Terror, the Haunted Car Wash here in Huntington Beach will add next Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday to their dates, because outside of that, everything else is sold out. Stranger Things, the Stranger Things Drive Into Experience is going to happen in downtown LA. Currently has tickets available until March of next year, and they are still available for that. And I can't stress this enough, folks. That's going to be rad. So if you want tickets for that, definitely get your tickets before they sell out. Although, I can only imagine that if there's a demand in March, they're going to keep going for the next month and the next month and maybe even extend it till summer. But we'll see what happens. Taste of Halloween at Knott's is 100% sold out. But I think they are working on a taste of like the holidays that's going to come next. Given how the trend has been all year, I'm sure you're going to expect some sort of Christmas event. So be on the lookout for that. And then the 17th Door, which is kind of a more extreme haunt. If you're into extreme haunts, the 17th Door will sell tickets for the 27th through November 1st, starting on the 25th at 10 a.m. So they don't have tickets available for those dates just yet, but they will on the 25th. So if you want to go try that out, that's the day you want them, the 25th at 10 a.m. Be ready for that. And outside of that, I mean, there's, you know, little events here and there. Some of the ones that we talked about last week, I don't think they're sold out. So there are still tons of opportunities for you to do something for Halloween. Outside of that, though, there are a lot of wonderful home haunts that you can visit in the area. We actually have an episode coming out this week where we kind of recap a bunch of awesome home haunts that we went to. By the way, shout out to everybody that does a home haunt yard display this year. Your passion is truly inspirational. It's next level. And a lot of these home haunts, God, the attention to detail is incredible. I mean, it's like you're basically at a theme park, but you're in somebody's front yard, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. So I want to give a shout out to a couple of that we're going to cover in the video. First of all, there's a Fairbrook Manor in Long Beach. Fantastic display, very spooky, some cool, fun ghouls in their windows, lots of fun lighting, good fog. There's also the Gray Phantom in Norwalk, which is kind of loosely based on the Queen Mary, which back in the day when it was a warship, it was called the Gray Ghost. So the Gray Phantom in Norwalk, gorgeous display. It's literally like the front half of a boat in somebody's front yard. You can peek into like the hull and see different rooms and stuff. Truly incredible work there. There's The Curse of the Raven and La Mirada. Huge display. Huge. Like, I'm talking, their front yard is gigantic, and they've covered it all. It even encompasses their front door and their garage, so and their driveway. So there's a lot to see there. Very highly detailed, very beautiful. Of course, there's Hull House and Buena Park. That's probably my favorite this season. Something about it just gives me real like haunt vibes. Maybe it's because it's down the street from Knott's, but definitely Hull House is gorgeous. Lots of great tech, lots of great sound design and smoke machines, the whole nine yards. There's also the Hellser Purge in Rancho Cucamonga. Great facade out there. Definitely embodies the Purge look and feel very well. And then I've also been hearing a lot about a yard display / show called Prism Haunted House. Mm-hmm. This one, you do need to buy tickets and make reservations for. However, everything that I've heard about it, it looks really incredible. So I may have to check that out this weekend or next weekend. And then there's also Pirates Cave, who's doing their projection show called Origins, which I'm very excited about. So lots of cool home haunts to check out as well. If you can't go to one of these major events, a home haunt is a great option. Make an evening of it. Go to visit multiple ones. And of course, you want to check out the SoCal Haunt List for every home haunt that you can think of, yard display, even a couple of walkthroughs. Their list is great. It's constantly updated. They're constantly adding stuff to it. So SoCal Haunt List, I'm preaching it like the Bible. Check it out. You need to get on that list and choose a couple of haunts. And then, like I said, we have got a home haunt special coming out this week. And then for Halloween week, we've got a lot of fun content coming out as well to celebrate the season. But yeah, man, outside of that, that's SoCal for you.
That's SoCal for you. Most of the stuff is sold out, but there's still home haunts to go to.
Exactly.
And yeah, I think the Grey Phantom, I interviewed the creator, Grey Phantom, for our home haunt special, which comes out the week of Halloween, because you know, I think that's kind of really a good time to go. If you haven't already done home haunts, they're busier the week of Halloween, but it's definitely more in the spirit. You know, you kind of feel the energy. And I feel like the neighbors are more forgiving as it gets closer to actual Halloween. But it is based on the Queen Mary, and it's because the owner and the creator used to work at the Queen Mary and work with the team. And so he did it really, truly. It's an homage to kind of missing that thing in the community right now and just trying to make like a memorial for it. Nice. So it's a really neat, you know, it's supposed to be evocative of that experience for those of you that are missing a Dark Harbor. So, you know, there's a purpose behind it, and it's a neat thing for that. But yeah, so SoCal Haunt List, and sounds like home haunts are still one of your best bets unless you want to try and snag some tickets for 17th Door or for Prism,
the haunted car wash. Like, those have been going fast, but either way, like, if you want to get tickets for one of these events, folks, like, after watching this, go
now.
To the website. Yeah,
that's why we're releasing this now. It's like, it's not Halloween yet, but like, you need to make your plans. Like, we've been saying this
for exactly
weeks, like, in especially in SoCal, you're gonna have to make your Halloween plans like early, because you know, the reduced supply is definitely
right. And the demand is still through the roof. And I mean, it shows, because tickets have been going fast for all these things. So definitely jump on it as soon as you can. Get to these ticket retailers and get them.
Perfect. Well, with that, we're going to let you guys go so you can get your tickets.
Cool. Yeah. Good luck, everyone.
All right. That's it for today. If you have news, please send it to us at philip@hauntedattractionnetwork.com. And please, please rate and review us and send this to a friend and tell us if what we are doing here every day is helpful to you or not.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production.